Proclamation number 8690 of 1st of December, 1963. The only way to truth is the way to God. There are only few people who occupy themselves with deeper questions, who demand to penetrate deeper into such areas which are alien to people. There are always only few who want to know about things which are unprovable and which earthly intellect cannot fathom. And among these few there are even fewer such people to be found who simply turn to their God and Creator and ask Him because they believe in Him with conviction. For the others the spiritual realm remains, in their opinion, inscrutable, and they certainly seek to attain knowledge by listening to what is fed to them about it verbally or in writing, but without being able to guarantee pure truth. But without having the guarantee of pure truth, but the former alone take the right path when they ask me myself for clarification, for I consider everyone who approaches me with this request, because I myself want people to live in the light, in truth, through earthly life. But where even faith in a God and Creator is missing or only very weak, there the direct way to this God is also not taken, and the result is that man never knows whether he moves in truth, because he only receives thought material, which the intellect has given birth to, but was never imparted to man through the Spirit. And bright light could truly shine on earth when many men would take the way to me and then men could recognize a full agreement of that what is now directly imparted to them. But thus the process of direct transmission of truth is such a rare one that it is regarded as a completely unusual, implausible occurrence and people reject rather than accept the spiritual results because they cannot give themselves an explanation as long as they have not penetrated my laws of eternity a little deeper themselves, which find their confirmation in the knowledge gained. For everyone who moves himself in divine order, everyone who lives according to my eternal laws, will live a life of love, and such a life of love now also earns him the deepest knowledge. He will penetrate the secrets which are hidden from people as long as they still move outside of divine order. And that is why a loving person will also find the reception of divine messages. The penetration into spiritual knowledge. Not unusual. For he is informed of the correlations because a light shines in him himself through his way of life and love. And again it is explainable why only few people come into this light-filled state of knowledge about spiritual things. Because love has grown cold among people. There are certainly men who seek to penetrate into unenlightened areas. But as long as they lack love, only intellectual thinking is interested in knowledge, but not the soul, which seeks the light of truth. Then also that knowledge, which concerns spiritual things, remains only a world knowledge, which man wants to possess as earthly directed aim. And such desire will not be satisfied for him. For although he has access to that knowledge he will not accept it because he lacks all understanding for it. And that is why only people will ever be willing to accept it who make an effort themselves to live a life of love according to my will, and these will receive light in all abundance and also never be able to doubt once they have received the spiritual knowledge from me, be it directly or through my messengers. Anyone who possesses the pure truth will no longer surrender it. For only a loving heart accepts it, and that then also means enlightenment of spirit and intimate union with me. and many people could achieve this if only they would like to believe in a God and Father who gives them information about all questions that move them when he is approached about them. For the will for truth is the condition to be allowed to receive it. And the right desire should also drive man towards him, who alone can give information about it, because he himself is eternal truth. But this path is rarely taken. People mostly rely on what fellow human beings offer them without being able to give the guarantee of receiving pure truth. And when they eliminate me myself as the giver of truth, then they can also be considered by the opposing force, which also confirms the depth of spiritual darkness in which people move. For they seek to fathom everything with the intellect, and this is dominated by my opponent. Or they seek to penetrate spiritual spheres again on the way, which my opponent leads them, so that they also then are instructed by spiritual powers on his behalf and are convinced to now stand in right knowledge. But pure truth only goes out from me myself, and I guide them again there, where earnest desire and intimate union with me makes the process of direct transmission of truth possible. And that you men can also fetch the pure truth for yourselves, who firmly believe in me and my working through the Spirit. Amen.